Fort Union. There are artifacts to see at this national monument. Wagon wheels and wagons, an empty jail, cannons, latrines, a visitor center, the only hospital for 500 miles, ruts where wagons followed the Santa Fe Trail, pieces of adobe buildings that were once sheltering, a 100-foot-tall flagpole where the Stars and Stripes flew, a white army tent. These photos of what is left of this piece of the past hint at what it was like to live out west in the late 1800s. Watching John Wayne Westerns on rerun channels doesn't convey fully how it feels to be smack dab in the middle of a land that is hostile and wears you down with inclement weather and the daily challenges of feeding, sheltering yourself, and staying alive. Walking here this morning where soldiers walked, washed up, came back from patrols, recovered from illness to fixed wagons and stored supplies for the territories, walked patrols around the fort in blizzards, it is easier to see how easy our lives have become. This country was not overcome without someone else's struggle, but this fort, to the men and women assigned here, was always home sweet home, even if it always wasn't peaches and cream. This place was truly the middle of nowhere, when people were still trying to figure out whether it was some place they could call home. It should be no surprise, even in this remote outpost in the Old West, that where men were, women were close by.